Okay, one of our producers here told us at 4:43 a.m. Eastern Time that she had already bought a present for someone on this Black Friday.
Lena is on it, man. She is ahead of the curve, and she is not alone. More than 70% of Americans are expected to shop on Black Friday this year. That's according to the National Retail Federation. And today is the biggest day with millions planning to shop Black Friday sales.
NPR's retail correspondent Alina Selyuk joins us now to catch us up. Hey there, Alina.
Hi, good morning.
Are you shopping already?
I will be heading out to a Walmart. I'm here in Delaware, and I'm going to be at least hanging out with other people shopping.
Okay, you're going to be working. You're going to be listening to people as they
exactly.
shop.
Exactly.
Are people shopping more than in the past? Is 70 a big number, 70%?
You know, this year, Americans are feeling very good about spending money. As you know, consumer confidence is at its highest since the early 2000s. Mm. We are seeing all kinds of willingness to spend reflecting in all these holiday shopping surveys that come out around this time. Consumers say they plan to spend an average of more than $1,000 on gifts this year. That is more than last year. They're planning to put more of the purchases on credit cards, feeling optimistic that they're going to be able to pay them off later. In the markets, we're seeing some jitters and a downturn, but on the consumer side, people are not feeling that yet. They are ready for the holiday shopping madness.
Okay, so which stores, companies, brands are grabbing attention here, and in what way? Are there huge offers that are getting attention?
Yeah, you know, it's every year, it's sort of a repeat in terms of categories of products that go on big sales. And I actually like to think of it more what sales are worth it. Mm-hmm. Not all discounts are created equal. I spoke with Kimberly Palmer. She's a personal finance expert from the website NerdWallet, and they carefully study these deals. And here's what she told me. Generally, electronics and video games, they are a good deal on Friday. These are typically the big attraction that gets you to the doorbuster sale, and they are pretty expensive, you know, things like laptops, gaming consoles, then they are a good deal on Black Friday. Toys, price-wise, actually get cheaper closer to Christmas, she says, but you've got to be careful if you want to get the trendiest stuff, because the trendy toys do sell out, especially on Cyber Monday. Clothes and home goods are trickier. They're not such a great deal on Black Friday. And then TVs are usually a major point that gets people shopping this weekend. But Palmer says sometimes you have to be really careful because the stores will try to sell you a stripped-down version of that TV made specially for the Black Friday offer. So you got to know that you're getting exactly what you want when you're shopping today.
Is Black Friday shopping like every other kind of shopping, meaning that increasing numbers of people do it without ever leaving the house?
Right. The, you know, new Thanksgiving pastime of couch shopping on your smartphone. I saw a few people doing that yesterday. You know, Adobe, they track online spending. They're saying that this year, $1 out of $6 will be spent online. It is the fastest growing category. People are still shopping in stores, but it is the fastest growing category. I'll give you an example. Appliances this year are expected to be a big seller. You know, smaller ones, stand mixers, vacuums, but even bigger stuff like washers and fridges. And one of the reasons is because, you know, people are feeling very confident to shop for big stuff on the internet now. So that's kind of an interesting possibility for the second chapter of holiday shopping, which is holiday returns.
Okay. All right, Alina, thanks for the update. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
NPR's Alina Selyuk.